in the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, I have something unique to offer our listeners on the Paracast this week. Some unique or almost unique things. Number one, in terms of uniqueness, is the fact that Chris, rather than being somewhere else, and that's an old Abbott and Costello joke, by the way, somewhere else where I can prove you're somewhere else, he is actually right here, about 12 feet from me, in our studio.
Well, more like 5 feet, but who's counting?
I wish you were 12 feet away. The only thing is, if you go any farther back, you'll hit the file cabinet, and if you go even farther back, you'll go through the wall. And I understand they do that with UFO abductions.
So yes, they do.
We have someone who, when we last interviewed him back in 2009, he was a documentary filmmaker. He had a film called I Know What I Saw, James Fox. But now, James Fox, you are an honest-to-goodness superhero?
Yeah, my superhero powers haven't quite yet been revealed. That's coming in the second season, so it's still classified top secret. But yeah, it's going to be quite a show.
Yeah, but you're still able to leap tall fences in a single bound. So,
do you know that I actually held the record in my county for 10 years on a long jump? So in some respects, I am a superhero. I jumped 15 and a half feet, the first jump I ever did when I was 15 years old. I held the record in Marin County for 10 years.
Wow.
Pretty impressive, don't you think?
Do you realize that as you get over 50 or something, your powers will come to the fore? You'll be able to leap tall buildings in a single bound?
I'm looking forward to it.
Right. Now, this utility belt that you're wearing, there are secret weapons and things that you guys are wearing over there on Chasing UFOs? This is a dumb question, yeah. I know, but I really want to know.
No. It's totally a proper question. And what's something I actually pushed for the first season and didn't get, but it looks like it's fairly promising for the second season, and that's an AK-47.
Are we serious?
So look out. G.I. James is coming at you.
Now, I have a quick question. Is Ryder married?
You know, in my pursuit of truth.
He didn't answer that.
She's pretty
awesome. I'm going to have some fun with it, too.
Right. What does your girlfriend think about Aaron Ryder?
You know, I don't think they have met. I don't know. I don't think they've met.
Right. Well, you people are there 24-7 with each other. And, of course, rumors can arise. Maybe someone will send a tweet out about this. You know, because
I highly doubt it.
Seriously. Okay. James Fox got himself mixed up with a National Geographic TV show called Chasing UFOs. It's getting major publicity. And by the time you hear the show, neighbors, you will have seen, of course, the first couple of episodes. And we'll go into what's in those episodes, but let's do some background stuff first. Part of that publicity campaign is a survey from National Geographic about UFO belief in the United States. Now, can we go over this briefly, James?
Oh, please.
Okay, so let me just read you some of the stats, but I also have a survey from 15 years ago. And I think you want to see the contrast.
I'm very curious to hear about that.
Yeah. So, you know, they took a survey back in like 1947, and then maybe 80 or 90% of the people did not believe in UFOs. But according to a story all over the world now, 80 million people, if the survey is applied to the entire USA, believe that UFOs exist, which is what, about a third of the population?
Just about.
Okay. And a tenth believe they spotted one.
Well, it's 30 million people.
You wonder about that percentage, how many people actually spotted one?
Well, I guess anybody who sees a strange light in the sky could say, I saw a UFO.
I have.
Fast question here about this. This survey, is this done like a Gallup poll where you do a scientifically selected sampling and everything?
You know, I have all the details of that survey. They actually hired an outside company to do it, and they just select at random from what I understand. You know, just like any other survey, I would imagine, they don't actually speak to 80 million people. You know, they do a random sort of...
So it's usually like, 500, 1,000, 1,500, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it was like 1,400 people, so 1,400 or 1,700 people. I'd have to look at the stats on that, but that's what I think they did.
That sounds like a pretty substantial sampling. But now there are more interesting things here, and I want to go over it. Of course, one of the things we've talked about frequently on the Paracast is the legend of the Men in Black. Okay, so looking at the survey here, we have the Men in Black, supposedly they go to people who have seen UFOs or had other paranormal encounters, and they say, don't talk about it. Shut up. Okay. We understand that. Some people believe they're from the military, some an intelligence agency, some maybe extraterrestrial. We don't know. But according to this survey, and this is interesting here, 55% of Americans believe that men in black type agents threaten people who report UFOs. So what do you take that with, Jim?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, obviously the whole men in black has got lots of baggage from, you know, the very successful blockbuster hit Men in Black. And I never really thought a whole lot of it, but however, I have stumbled upon a couple of cases, you know, either through direct contact with witnesses or, you know, archive interviews, going back as far as, you know, the McMinnville, Oregon case, the Mr. and Mrs. Trent. And she said that, you know, a gentleman from an unknown sort of government agency was harassing her and ransacked her home. I've been recently in touch with a woman who's had extensive investigations on the Rex Heflin photographs from 1965, Santa Ana, California. And he reported harassment by a similar style organization. I guess they said they were from someplace. It turns out they weren't. They took the original Polaroids that he shot, and those disappeared for like 30 or 35 years. And then there was the 1997 case when I was researching the Phoenix Lights. There was a former Vietnam vet that was up on his roof trying to get a glimpse of the Hale-Bopp comet, and he had his scanners out, and he heard truck drivers talking about this massive UFO that was headed his way. So he set his camera on it and apparently got some very impressive footage. And you familiar with Frances Barwood, former city councilwoman from the Phoenix case, Phoenix Lights case?
Yeah.
Well, he was in touch with her. They made arrangements for him to drop this footage off at her office.
Just to let you know, and we are probably right now, James, maybe minutes from where she lives because we're in Phoenix.
Oh, wow. Well, anyway, so this... this guy calls her up and he says, hey, I've got this phenomenal footage. Are you interested? She said, of course I am. And they made arrangements. He was going to drop it off her office. And I'm not sure if it was that evening or the next day. This car pulls up, two men in black suits. He said they were quite menacing. Arrived to pick up. They said they were from Francis Barwood's office there to pick up the footage. He said that he was relieved that that's all they wanted. They asked if there were any copies. He said no. They took the footage and left. And, so Francis never hears from him. He never hears from Francis. I think, I don't know how much time goes by, but maybe 5 days. He calls her and he says, well, what'd you think? She said, well, I don't know. You never came by to drop the footage off. And he said, well, you had two men from your office show up at my house. She said, I didn't send anybody over.
It sounds like almost a movie-type scenario.
Almost like a movie-type scenario. So there's been a number of these cases where, you know, these mysterious men, most of the time in suits, certainly all the ones that I've heard, show up and quite busy. I mean, even the Bob, you know, Jacobs, Robert Jacobs from the Vandenberg Air Force launch, I think it was 1964, said that there were two men in suits. Remember that case?
Well, of course, I'm a little older than you are, but I have to say I do remember some of these things. I don't want to admit anymore.
Sorry. Well, yeah, you had the launch of an Atlas rocket at Vandenberg Air Force Base, and they were filming it with a high-powered telescope camera to capture all three stages of powered flight. And, you know, at one point, this disc-shaped object comes into view and shoots the beam of light, blah, 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 and he captures the whole thing on film. And
we'll get to where it went next in a moment. James Fox joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Paracast.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio. DreamHost.com/radio.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
We have James Fox. He's one of the three participants of a new TV series for National Geographic called Chasing UFOs. And he's joined by the skeptic Ben McGee and the very hot Aaron Ryder, who's there for tech and reconnaissance. Okay.
I'd like to reconner tech. No, she's pretty hot. And James, I must say, I really enjoyed watching the the first episode of the show, it was quite a bit better than I I was expecting. The trailers leading up to the show leave a little bit to be desired, and I think they're exciting and all that, but they really do kind of make you guys look a little ridiculous.
Everybody at the production company, because, you know, the trailer was done by Nat Geo. The production company actually produced the series.
Right.
And, you know, while, you know, you have to create these episodes, keeping in mind that, you know, people want to be entertained and it wants to be this sense of adventure, but we really want to do as much credible and solid witness and evidence as possible. And when Nat Geo suggested shooting this promo, sort of caught us all off guard, and we didn't really have a whole lot of say-so in the matter, and it just happened rather quickly, and it came out, and we thought, wow, what was that?
Now that we're on that subject.
All across the country called me up, and they just laughed. That's all they could do. They didn't even tell them, they just laughed. They're like, you know, this is the funniest thing ever. You know, so we were all quite taken back by that. But, hey, you know, National Geographic, they've done their homework, and they seem to know what it takes to stimulate some excitement and viewership. And I guess if that's what it takes, then, hey, that's what it takes. But it certainly wasn't something that we would have thought up.
I wanted to get back to what he was telling us before we did the break, though. He was talking to us about Men in Black, and then we can go more into the show because we were
Robert Jenkins basically said that he was called in by Florence J. Mansman. I guess he was the ranking officer in charge. I think it was the next day or the following day after that. They had a little room set up and a projector. I don't remember if it was 16-millimeter film footage or 35-millimeter film footage, but in either case,
For big movie studios, it was probably 16 or even 8.
Probably 16. So anyway, so they there was the film for the day before or the 2 days before from the launch at Vandenberg of this Atlas rocket, and he was ordered to sit down, and they hit play on the machine, and there was the launch from a couple days earlier. The moon is looking great. And suddenly, as I said earlier, this disc-shaped object enters frame, and it circles the dummy warhead and shoots beams of light at it, and it tumbles out of the sky. And they press stop, and they turn to him and said, "What was that?" And he said, "Looks to me like we got a UFO." And these guys in suits cut that bit of footage. This is according to Robert Jacobs. Cut that portion of film footage out, and it was never seen or heard from again. Men in Black? I don't know. You tell me.
Well, we've done several shows on it, and I'm still not sure that I know what to say about the Men in Black. Now, there's a couple other things that are interesting about the survey, but the one thing that was really provocative, in a sense, is would President Barack Obama or Mitt Romney, the challenger, handle an alien invasion better? And Obama won 65% of the contest. Is that because maybe they thought he'd send drones out to kill E.T.?
You know, your guess is as good as mine on that one. I mean, perhaps they think he's got a cool temperament. I'm not sure. What do you think?
Well, you know, it might be that. I mean, he has his credentials. He got rid of Bin Laden, so I guess they figure he can get rid of E.T. Let me give you some information here that you probably don't know, and I'm not going to hold you to it here. But we see the survey, about a third of the people in the United States believe in UFOs in 2012. Back in 1996 from George Magazine, based on a survey, they decided that 74% believed in U.S. government was involved in cover-ups.
What was the percentage?
74% believed the U.S. government was currently involved in cover-ups.
74% in 1996, 74% of the American population believed that there was a government cover-up regarding UFOs.
Right. Now, okay. Newsweek poll. 1996, 48% believe UFOs are real. 48%. 1997 Gallup, 48% again. So it looks like the number of people who believe in UFOs has gone down. Now, Life magazine, let me see, what they say is that 49%, this is in 2000, 49% believed the U.S. was withholding information about UFOs, 49%. So in that poll, it's the downward trend. 43% believe they were real. So what I'm seeing here is that over the years, we've reached kind of a peak. Half the people believe in UFOs. Now it's down to a third. Or maybe it's because people are really more concerned about their lives and not so much about UFOs, and they don't consider it. Is that part of it?
Maybe the population's just doubling so quickly that those younger generation has yet to be exposed to some of this good material.
That's a topic we've gone through sometimes in discussions in our forums, why younger people aren't interested. And now let's get to the nuts and bolts of the show here a little bit. And that is, with chasing UFOs, do you think the way you have it set up here, you know, a lot of action, trying to get build a lot of action, quick cuts, everything like that, trying to get younger people intrigued by the subject?
They are definitely going for that demographic, no question about it. And, you know, I've produced, directed, and shot 3 films prior to this, which I'm quite proud of. However, they didn't rate that well. I thought I Know What I Saw was going to be ahead of the park. I really did. Granted, we didn't do a whole lot of promotional stuff for it with the History Channel, and it did okay. The numbers were okay, which I was rather disappointed about. This is not generally a format that I adhere to. However, television is changing. People are growing accustomed to these rapid cuts. People's attention spans are diminishing, and it's unfortunate, but it's just kind of the way it seems to be going. So I've tried a number of platforms prior to this, and there's future platforms that I will continue to try as well. And this is just one of them. You know, a lot of people in the UFO community are like, oh, God, James sold himself out. Well, in some respects, you could say that. But in other respects, this production was going on with or without my participation. I mean, it was a green light. And I really feel like I brought a lot of good stuff to the table, and will continue to do so. Would I like to have a little more control in post-production? You're damn right I would. But I'm not the expert in what seems to sell good TV these days. It's amazing for me to have the opportunity. Having said that, it's amazing for me to have the opportunity of someone who's been an independent, you know, filmmaker doing things on a shoestring budget to have the level of support and backing of an organization like National Geographic. And I think that there's a fine balance of good content and entertainment. And that fine balance is what I'm trying to help encourage to find. Do you know what I mean?
We have James Fox. He's one of the 3 people who appear in the new National Geographic TV series called Chasing UFOs that premiered on the 29th of June. So many of you neighbors have seen it already. We'll get back with more with James Fox. We have Gene and Chris, because you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, James Fox, after 3 years, returns to tell us about his involvement with the new National Geographic show called Chasing UFOs. Now, James, as you know, some of those previous UFO reality shows have gotten a bit of a bad rap, like one in which a certain publisher of a UFO-oriented magazine wears a hat all the time.
See, who might that be?
Certain person who, shall we say, was co-author of a book.
Starts with a B, ends with a B?
Well, I think that's it, yeah. But we know, for example, Chris was interviewed on that show, and they moved the entire location of what he was talking about from San Luis Valley to Sedona, Arizona, which is an amazing feat of geographic expertise or manipulation or science fiction.
Yeah, that was rough, which leads me to a question about how much involvement you actually have in selecting the cases that you're going to be presenting on the show. And if you're not involved, who exactly is making these selections? And what sort of process, to your knowledge, do they have in place to go out and actually send you guys around to particular locations to study particular cases? How does that work?
Well, what we did this time around is I was involved in the research sort of pre-production quite extensively, and I picked a lot of, like, for instance, in Arizona, I picked Travis Walton. I contacted him and said, hey, what hasn't been done with your case? What would you like to do? And he talked about, you know, revisiting the actual site and taking a look at some of the abnormal growth ring patterns with the, you know, with the tree rings and specifically at Ground Zero. I never really had the manpower or the financial backing to do something like that. So I proposed doing that idea. What they wanted as a production company, because I guess the viewers kind of love this, is we take it on kind of like an adventure, a trip, a traveling adventure of uncovering things and moving to different locations and doing all that. So, you know, and a lot of times what would happen is I'd say, hey, you know, I really want to go to Snowflake, Arizona, meet with Travis Walton, possibly some of the other witnesses, and go up to the site and revisit the site and do the application of some new science to determine whether or not, indeed, that spaceship did in fact affect the plant life around that area, which is a great opportunity. But it wasn't just about going there for that case. It's like, all right, well, what other kind of activity do we have in Arizona? You know, we're talking about, of course, we can't go there without mentioning the Phoenix Lights. There's other people that shot some videos that were rather interesting. So it's like you have this sort of sense of adventure and you string the whole thing together. That I had nothing to do with. But some of the cases I brought to the table, like, for instance, I said, hey, we should go check out see what Open Minds is up to. We should go and see, revisit the Travis Walton case. And then in terms of, like, that's what I said to you guys earlier, is like, well, I would have liked to have had more control in post. Unfortunately, I didn't have that. I did have some level of oversight in terms of the people that I brought personally to the table for accuracy, you know, and I screened to the best of my ability that stuff prior to going being locked. But, you know, like I really pushed hard for Varginha, Brazil, you know, the 1996 case, because very few people, Americans, know about the Roswell of Brazil, you know.
We've mentioned it on the PowerCast. We've had a couple of shows on that because we've had the key A.J. Guevara, the key Brazilian investigator, who would have been a
amazing.
Great interview. He's just a really fun person. He would have been a great
Absolutely.
Interview.
We interviewed him in Brazil. Matter of fact, I have one of our translators that's visiting with me now that was in Sao Paulo. Actually, he traveled to Varginha with us. He actually went a week in advance and helped locate witnesses, that sort of thing. So, you know, I pushed hard for the Varginha case. You know?
How about Kalara? Did you visit that?
I wanted to do that. That's an amazing case. You know, I think that took place in the 70s. But, you know, geographically, it was just all the way on the other side of Brazil. It was really difficult to coordinate. We only have a week to shoot a full episode. That's a lot of shooting. And the amount of effort it takes, manpower, to shuffle all the gear and all the people around, I've never worked in, you know, with this structure. I mean, it's not just like pick up your camera bag and jump on an airplane.
How many people in the crew?
You should see the level. Well, it depends. You know, when we get there, we usually meet up with at least 3, 4, 5 people. You know, we have translators, coordinators, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big production. It's amazing, actually, what it takes. But unfortunately, that seems to be what's happening today now in reality television, is that the budgets have gone down. You don't have the time frame that one used to have to produce a 1-hour show. You know, you've got a week. It's very challenging, but that's to get the competitive edge. That's what's happening in the TV world today, you know.
Scripted series also, James. Scripted series. They also have the constraints where, you know, you got to film the thing, in about a week? And it's got to be almost motion picture quality?
It's insane. I mean, the amount of effort that goes into it, the amount of man hours, the amount of filming hours. I mean, it was full tilt boogie. We barely got a chance to just enjoy all these different places that we went to because it was just, you know, full on. And that's another thing is, it's like, you know, if the show does well, hopefully it will. I hope so. I'd like to have more control in the future of this stuff. I understand how things are working a little better now, but and you know, if the show does well, you have a slightly larger budget, you have a little bit more time, a little more wiggle room. There's so many factors involved with this stuff, but. You know, the fact is that reality TV these days, there's a lot of pressure on the executives to produce, you know, a lot within a very small time frame with a small budget. So that's just kind of what's happening. You know what I mean?
Is there a tendency here, or is any pressure on the part of the producers? You may not want to answer this question, but certainly it's out there to telegraph or hype specific elements of the story in order to get the audience.
You know, in terms of, like, the straight interviews, I don't think so. But in terms of, like, you know, night investigations and going out, yeah, there's tremendous pressure, you know. And sometimes, you know, we should be spending a week out into the night sky when we only have one night, you know, or maybe two nights.
Well, that first episode, you sure lucked out on the one night you were out. Although
We got lucky twice.
I didn't see the
Ryder filmed something that Ben was unable to bunk at all, which is pretty unusual because he's a very bright guy and he's always constantly looking for a sort of a trustful explanation. Not to say that those are always apply for all the video footage and photographic evidence out there, but it's certainly in some cases I was fairly impressed with at least an attempt to explain some stuff, and he was pretty much speechless on that one. I don't know. That was really strange.
We should give the background of this. This is the first episode, which is on the 29th of June. Of course, it'll be repeated. It usually is with cable TV. And this particular episode, they cover the Stephenville, Texas case of several years ago. And, in fact, the title of the episode is Texas is for Sightings. And you guys go there. And what you did, which I thought was interesting, is you have kind of a town hall where you invite the locals to come in and to report what happened to them. I thought that was a good way to build a lot of information real quick.
That was really cool. You know, that was something that I'd mentioned that had happened the first time I went there in 2008, because I was actually filming some shoots for, pickup shoots for I Know What I Saw, and I just happened to have a crew with me in Phoenix, and it was early January of 2008, and suddenly I got a phone call about this massive sighting in Stephenville. And so I just so happened, we were going to fly to O'Hare and investigate the O'Hare case. We canceled that trip, went straight to Stephenville, and there was this massive town hall meeting. Like, all these people showed up. It was amazing. Steve Hudgens was there at the head of MUFON, and it was packed. I mentioned that to them, and I thought, well, that's a good idea. Maybe we should consider trying to put something like that together. And we weren't sure if anyone was going to show up, and the place was, like, for the better part, packed. It was amazing. And to my surprise, the town hall meeting was nearly packed, and it was on a Sunday, you know, and I think it was, it was coming up before the Christmas holiday, so it was amazing.
You know, what's amazing is enjoying this session with James Fox, one of the three participants of the new TV series, Chasing UFOs. Don't forget, neighbors, you can also find us on Twitter. That's where we are. We are the Paracast on Twitter. So send us a tweet if you have some comments to make about the show. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We have James Fox. He's one of the three action heroes in chasing UFOs from National Geographic. And we're going into the first episode where they go into the Stephenville case. They do a little night watching and they're lucky. Now, obviously, people who are watching the show for the first time or are skeptical of reality shows, when you were doing this nighttime thing, you didn't invent a light in the sky. You saw one, right?
Yeah, no, that definitely was not invented. That really happened. I was about 200 yards away when it did, and I heard her screaming over the walkie-talkie, "Get your butt over here," you know?
I would have loved to have heard her without censoring the word blank UFO.
Yes. Yeah, she definitely has a penchant for yes.
I think her dad must have been a sailor.
She was very excited because that was pretty rare.
Now, how did she come into this in the show? Did she believe, disbelieve? Was she neutral? Was it just a gig for her? What?
She was raised in the Hudson Valley area of New York, so she's kind of grown up knowing that this stuff's been going on because, you know, the Nike's, the whole Hudson Valley sightings. And so she's always had an interest in it, and then she inadvertently got involved with a TV reality show called Destination Truth. And she was actually applying for a different position altogether, and I guess they said, "Hey, how would you like to be one of the cast members?" You know, and she's a hardcore woman. Let me tell you, this girl is fearless. She's very strong. She's not as scared to do anything. I've seen her, you know, climb trees and jump off things and rappel down cliffs. I mean, she's pretty hardcore.
So she would have made it as a stunt person if she didn't do this.
She would have totally made it as a stunt person. Exactly.
She is a superhero.
She is a total superhero, and she's a beautiful superhero. And
yeah.
She's incredibly capable. I was very impressed with her ability to co-executive produce a TV show, which is a lot of work. And simultaneously be on as cast. I mean,
she's the co-executive producer.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay.
Interesting.
So she's the co-boss.
She's the co-boss. She's in the field. She's running the game.
Aha. Uh-huh. Now, you're a skeptic. How did you pick Ben McGee?
Ben was picked. Now, I didn't pick him. See, I'll back up a little bit here.
Sure.
There was probably a year to a year and a half ago, maybe a little bit more, there was a sizzle, which is like a little demo reel, shot by Ping Pong Productions in Hollywood. They found, they did some internet research, and they found this very brilliant paper written on, I'm not doing it justice, but basically it's the plausibility of, you know, extraterrestrial life from a geologist standpoint, where you might most likely find it, very, very beautifully written, and they caught the eye of this production company. So they contacted this guy, Ben McGee, who turned out to be a geologist and a radiation specialist. He actually holds a top secret clearance. And he, you know, they approached him.
He's one of the men in black right now, Stein.
he probably is. And they approached him, and I guess Ryder and Ben McGee shot a sizzle, which was then picked up by Nat Geo. So it was a done deal. I had nothing to do with any of that. I was later approached, probably months later, after the sizzle was shot, after the ball had started, you know, sort of got rolling. And I was approached by this production company. It's like, hey, possibly come on board for research, and maybe we have a position opening up as a cast member. And I thought, well, this could be an interesting gig, Nat Geo, you know. And I wouldn't mind getting involved with something that possibly could help me, you know, increase my personal exposure and possibly my previous works. And, hey, this could be an interesting gig. But they weren't sold on a third person. Nat Geo wasn't. And so I auditioned once, then I auditioned a second time, and we put together a number of letters why I'd be good, you know, on the show and what I'd have to offer, and they just barely said it right towards the end, right before going in. I mean, within a week of going into production, full phase production, they said, "All right, we'll put James on as the third cast, and we'll have him on probation for the first two episodes out of eight. And we'll have one of our producers in the field with you for one of those episodes." So I was sort of, you know, scrutinized. My every move, listened to all my OTS, my on-the-fly, or in-the-field commentary and that sort of thing, for the first two episodes. And then they said, hey, you know, I think James has a lot to bring to the table, and brought me on board. And that's how that happened.
So it could have been a dynamic duo instead of a dynamic trio.
Exactly. It was going to be a dynamic duo. So I think that, you know, I'm quite confident that my contribution made the show, certainly added to the show. Nobody got me to say anything I didn't want to say. And the nice thing is that I get to view my point. I can say whatever I want about whatever case. I could put my foot down and say, I think this case is most likely a UFO or possibly ET or a comment on Travis Walton. That's nice. But like I said, you know, in terms of having full control in post-production and exactly
never
the methodology
happen.
Used to string all this stuff together, unfortunately, I don't have much control. I'd like to get some more, and I got my foot in the door. So I think, it's a risky venture, but it's also a very exciting venture. And it's, like I said, I can't emphasize to you guys enough how much difference it makes having an organization like National Geographic behind what we're doing. It's just, it makes a lot more things possible.
Well, certainly National Geographic has an image of a state organization, very serious. So if they're really pushing the UFO angle to the hilt, I guess it is something you have to take seriously.
Well, you know, they're testing it out. They're seeing, you know, what can be done, what's good. And I think it takes a while to, you know, fine tune a show to get the right balance going. I intend to, you know, fight along the way. I'm open to all feedback. I know there's certain limitations with broadcast TV. I'm sure you guys are perfectly aware of that.
Sure.
But there are also things that can be done and changed and adjusted, and I fully intend to work with all the tools at my disposal to ensure that's done. You know, I think a very finely balanced show could be put together that's entertaining and exciting, adventurous, but also informative and accurate. And that's ultimately what my goal is on this series.
Now, are you going to do any exposing of the fakers or just ignore those things?
Good question. I don't even really have time for it. And just because what's the point? You know what I mean? Like, we're really, when you know, none of us were happy, we're crazy about the terminology chasing UFOs. But, you know, we are in pursuit of good cases, good evidence. And I want nothing more than the best evidence, the best cases. Do you know how much I would love to go to a crash site like Roswell or you know, Kingman, Arizona, with that one, Kingsman from 52?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll go to one of these sites with all the proper tools and uncover evidence. That, I would like nothing more than to do that. And that ultimately is one of my goals.
Well, you should talk with Chuck Wade. He's sitting on some material that's very unusual, some metal. shards that he was able to gather on the plains of San Augustine, which is one of the auxiliary sites.
While we're on the topic, you guys, seriously, if anyone out there is listening to this broadcast, please, please, please contact me personally through my website, IKnowWhatISawTheMovie.com. And let me know about these cases, because I will fight tooth and nail to get all the best stuff I can.
I'm surprised you guys didn't come up to the San Luis Valley and talk to me. It's America's number one hotspot per capita.
Wait, hang on a second. San Luis Valley, is that, excuse my ignorance, I think I've been there. Isn't that, don't they have like a UFO tower out there?
That's a bit of a joke, but if I was going to put a UFO watchtower anywhere in the United States, that's where I'd put it.
Okay, well, then you know the UFO watchtower I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, Judy Messaline's little alien tchotchke shop, yeah.
Thank you.
I used to live about 15 miles from there.
We did go through Luis Valley. We really did.
And you didn't talk to me?
We did go through there for it's Colorado episode.
Right, but you understand that Chris has written some very important books on that subject.
On San Luis Valley?
Yes.
The only reason why anybody really knows about it is because I put 13 years field investigating there and investigated thousands of reports there.
Wow. So that, it really is a hot spot, isn't it?
It is the hottest spot in America per capita. I think 5 of the top 11 counties in the United States per capita are there, including Sawatch County, which has over 250 sightings per 10,000 population.
Is that like a little portal or something? I mean, because is that near Salida?
Correct.
Okay, well, that would explain the, what's-his-name's video.
Tim Edwards.
I'm drawing a blank.
Tim Edwards.
Tim Edwards. Thank you very much. We got to meet with his entire family and also the daughter and the father who was there at the time he filmed that.
Well, you know, for season two, you ought to talk to Chris. We have James Fox, one of the three members of the team of Chasing UFOs. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.